diabetes and visual impairment. Healthy eating, diabetes and food. Healthy eating is where all diabetes care begins. Controlling carbohydrates and fats, using whole grains, and eating plenty of fresh vegetables are familiar guidelines to most people living with diabetes. At the same time, people with diabetes can have very different nutritional needs. For example, a retired grandparent with diabetes won't have the same dietary needs as a teenager with diabetes who is used to clearing hurdles on the high school track team. It is generally recommended that every person with diabetes meet with a dietitian for an individualized meal plan. Regardless of the specifics of your diet, it is your responsibility to implement it safely and consistently. If you also have vision loss, it means learning adaptive techniques for grocery shopping and preparing meals, and giving special attention to measuring portion sizes accurately. Maintaining a healthy diet, general guidelines. Many people who have diabetes do better when they eat about the same amount of food every day and at about the same time. It also helps to plan the amount of carbohydrates, or carbs, so they are spread out evenly throughout the day. That way, you can manage your blood glucose and obtain the energy and appropriate nutrients to keep you going all day long. Keeping track of your carbs does not have to be difficult if you follow a few simple guidelines. To help you plan your meals, remember that each portion of carbs represents one carb choice, or 15 grams of carbohydrate. Most women can have 3 to 4 carb choices per meal, and most men can have 4 to 5. For a typical meal, you could have 3 to 4 ounces of lean meat, fish, or protein of your choice, 1 cup of mashed potato or pasta, 1 or 2 servings of cooked vegetable, and a slice of bread or a roll. Foods such as non-starchy vegetables that have fewer than 20 calories, or 5 grams of carbs, are considered free, so load up on raw vegetables or vegetables cooked without added fats. In good measure. Self-management of healthy eating is all about balancing what goes into your body and in what proportion. Here's a simple set of devices and techniques that will help you estimate portion sizes at meals. For your pantry, try nested measuring cups, a set of various cup sizes that stack neatly inside one another. These can feature enlarged or raised numbers for easy identification. Color-coded cups are also available. Divided plates that have tactile dividers, similar to TV dinner plates, can act as easy-to-use portion control devices for people with visual impairments. If you need precise food measurements, for example, if you are on dialysis or if you have high carbohydrate sensitivity, you might consider a talking food scale. There are several affordable versions on the market, including scales that speak French, German, and Spanish, as well as English. If you have internet access, you can find more information about these and other helpful products on the website of the American Foundation for the Blind under Product Search. Your best estimate. If you do not need to measure your portions exactly, you can estimate your portions using these low-tech measuring devices. Use your hands. For average-sized hands, these measurements can give you an estimate of serving sizes. The palm of the hand, about the size of a deck of cards, is about the size and thickness of 3 ounces of meat, fish, or cheese. A fist is approximately the size of 1 cup, or 2 portions, of most starchy foods and fruits, such as pasta, potatoes, oatmeal, or applesauce. A half fist, or one portion, is about the size of a tennis ball or a light bulb. Two hands cupped together hold about 2 cups, or one portion of green salad. A thumb is about the same volume as a tablespoon or a serving of salad dressing. The tip of the thumb is about 1 teaspoon or 1 serving of butter or margarine. If your hands are larger or smaller than most people's, you can figure out about what these amounts are for your hands. The plate method. For lunch and dinner, imagine that your plate is divided in half and that one half is divided into 2 sections that are each 1/4 of the entire plate. Low-calorie vegetables should fill half of your plate. Lean meat, fish, eggs, or low-fat cheese should fill 1/4 of your plate, about 3 ounces. A starchy food should fill the remaining 1/4 of the plate, about 1 cup. You can add to your meal 1 cup of milk or yogurt and a small serving of fruit. For breakfast, the portion sizes are similar. Most people in the United States prefer not to have vegetables for breakfast, so you might want to leave those out. However, you may eat vegetables if you want. Hot or cold cereal counts as a starchy food. The amount in 1 serving of cold cereal varies greatly, so it's important to get information for the particular cereal you eat from the label on the cereal package. Common kitchen tools. Most serving spoons and soup ladles hold about a 1/2 cup or 1 serving size of a starch, fruit, or cooked vegetable. Try measuring a typical serving from your serving spoons or ladles to confirm this for the ones you use. Keep track of how many spoonfuls you serve yourself. For the bowls, glasses, and cups that you use in your home, measure how much each holds. You can do this using nested measuring cups and water. If the amounts are substantially more than you should eat or drink in 1 serving, as with supersized containers from fast food restaurants, then consider replacing these items with ones that hold portions that are right for you. For example, if you want to drink only a 1/2 cup of juice for breakfast, get a 1/2 cup juice glass, and so on. Scoops. Keep a scoop of the appropriate size near food that you need to measure often. For example, a 1-cup scoop near your cereal. If you have internet access, you can use any search engine to find more information about these products by searching the following terms. Perfect Portions Diet Dish. Learn more about a divided plate for portion control. The Idaho Plate Method. This site explains how to control your portions with the plate method. Easy Weight Plate, spelled letter E, letter Z, then the words weight and plate. This site offers an easy way to weigh food and maintain portion control using a plate that holds different sized cups for food servings. For more detailed information about diabetes meal planning, refer to your Diabetes 411 page in these recordings. There you will find a list of materials about diabetes in accessible formats.